兄姐妹平安。
平安。
我今天特别高兴，也很激动，因为我将要受洗，神要洗掉我所有的罪过，我得救了，我将要走上新生。今天我是神的女儿，也是我今生一件最大的事情，我感到很幸福，感谢神，感谢神给我的恩典。我是去年11月份从中国大陆来到美国，我感到这里的自然环境很不错，蓝天白云，阳光灿烂，空气也挺清新，污染很少，是一个人居的好地方。但是我遇到了一些其他的问题，由于语言不通，没有出行交通的能力，所以我碰到了难以解决的困难，经常是郁闷、忧虑、失望的情绪笼罩着我。有时候我感到了自己好像到了走投无路的地步。心情跌到了谷底，就在我万分无奈、万分需要救助的时候，教会的姐妹把我领到了这里。当我初次坐在这个神圣、庄严的教会教堂里，我感到很新鲜。我看到这里的弟兄姐妹人人平等，个个喜乐，互助互爱，而且态度又是那样的真诚自然。这个大家庭充满了喜乐、平安、温暖、和谐的气氛，感染了我，顿时我感到也开心了。而且有一种平安感，也有一种安慰感，压在我身上多日来的郁闷、沉重、紧张的心情也放松了，情绪也好了许多，所以我的精神状态从那个时候开始慢慢的改善了。我想啊，这是神给我的爱，给我的怜悯，给我的温暖。我觉得神就在我眼前，神也在我的心里。这以后的两个多月的时间，有多位教会的弟兄姐妹帮助我来到这里，我参加了主日崇拜，参加了喜乐团契的查经，又听了几位牧师的讲道福音，我开始认识了天父上帝，认识了主耶稣基督，心里也明白了一些真理。正像刚才张牧师讲的，这个天地之间只有一位真神，这位神就是我们的天父上帝。我们的神创造了宇宙的万物，包括我们的人。神又赐他的独生子耶稣基督降生于世，耶稣基督为我们认罪赎罪， 为我们受死，三天后复活呢，又奔走于人世间，救苦救难。神的大仁大义、大慈大爱，教育了我，我心里起了很大的变化。我想想，我过去有很多的罪过，我没有，我违反了神的旨意吧，所以我说我是个罪人，我要赎罪。可是今天神要洗掉我的一切罪过，神赦免了我，神也接纳了我，给了我新生，给了我喜乐。我要永远感谢、感激神对我的恩典。所以今后我要认真的阅读圣经，好好的领会神的旨意，时时处处按照神的话语来想问题、做事情。我要全身心的投入神灵，我要让神灵永住在我的心间，依靠神，信奉神。我要尽快的使自己成为一名合格的基督徒。我愿意和弟兄姐妹们共同努力，把耶稣基督的事业继续传扬广大，直到永远。这里我还要说一点，在我走进教堂、认识神、认识耶稣，一直到现在我要成为一名基督徒，在这个过程中间，有多位的弟兄姐妹们给了我很多很多的帮助和关心。我对他们说我要谢谢，弟兄姐妹们非常谦虚，他说神啊，这是神的恩典。对呀，是神的恩典，但是神的爱、神的恩典是通过这些姐妹兄弟们的具体行为直接的、真实的传递给了我，使我受益匪浅。我要谢谢他们，今后我成了一名基督徒，我要永远的感恩天父上帝，感恩我们的神。我要永远信奉我们的主耶稣基督。谢谢大家。
I'll just take a few minutes to summarize the sister's testimony. And this is what she said. She says, today is indeed a happy day for me because I'm a child of God after all these times. Personally, I came from China this past November in the year 2012. And this is a pretty nice environment. The natural environment is good. The skies are always blue. The pollution is low. This is a pretty nice environment. But then something pretty difficult happened in my life. I experienced a lot of difficulties due to my own limitations in the areas of speech, understanding, and transportation. My environment in the home became very difficult. I gradually ended up in a situation I was very sad all the time, feeling very lonesome, and found myself on a path that I felt like there are no roads for me to move on forward. But in the midst of all these trying times, I felt that God reached out to me because He brought brothers and sisters in the church from Tri Valley Chinese Bible Church to allow me to come to know Christ. I received a lot of warm, considerate care and help from brothers and sisters in the church. It seemed like everyone is very nice, very equal. The atmosphere is filled with love and the warmth of like a big extended family. That all these things really touched me. And I finally, as I experienced these things, the stress slowly relieved out from my being, and I became happier and more secure. And in the past 2 months, through the brothers and sisters helping me and bringing me over to church, I often participated in Sunday worship services, Bible studies, in the senior fellowship, and also listened to gospel messages from several pastors. Through all these understanding of Jesus Christ, I know, Pastor Zhang said this morning, that God is indeed the Almighty Heavenly Father, and He's the one and only true God. He's the creator of everything in the universe. He's the creator of mankind, and He also sent His only Son, Jesus, to die on the cross for us, to pay for the sins through His death. And from now on, I have been touched by God, and I want to have the willingness to forsake my old self and start a new life. I want to be very serious about studying the Bible and to come to God to resolve my own personal issues and try my utmost to grow, to becoming a true Christian, to serve God's ministries from now to eternity, together with the brothers and sisters in this church. Due to my own limitation, my understanding of God's great character is still superficial. I would really like the brothers and sisters in this church to walk alongside of me to help me and to teach me. And along this process, I also would like to thank several of the brothers and sisters in this church that have been so warm to me, that helped me, Brother Kuo and the sister Beverly Kuo and Lee Mama. And today I want to show my actions that I love God because God loves me. And thanks God and thanks to all of you.
叫什么名字？我叫梁家驹。很多年前嘛，有一个这个中国的留学生在答辩论文的时候，我记得有那么个事儿，他用枪杀了害了好几个他的自己的导师。这事情过后以后呢，就是这个被他杀的那个亲人的亲人呢。 给凶手的父母写了一封信。这封信呢，当时呢，是我非常的这个震惊，因为这个被他杀害的这个亲人呢，就是一个基督教徒。那个信中，基督教徒这个传达的一种大爱、宽容，震惊了我。当时我想，我也要想成为一个基督教徒，这第一次。 98年，我的儿子来到了美国，然后呢，在半年不到的时间，他得了一场大病。当时我们的家里呢就非常的，就是说这个恐慌和这个震惊。后来我儿子呢，就是说，在他整个过程中，我就不多说了。非诚的那个基督教会呢，就从日日夜夜的为他祷告，并且专门派了人来帮助他。后来呢，半年后呢，他。 回了国以后又回去以后，他们说应该还是到他所认为在美国得到的这个基督教徒的这个关心他，你不知道妈妈，他们成天为我祷告，还有很多人是来帮我。所以呢，就是最后一直到他的痊愈，这种大爱也是非常震惊了我。我的一生呢非常坎坷，我最大的罪呢是在我母亲临去世前。 没来到他的跟前进行奉侍奉，所以这个沉甸甸的罪呢，一直压在我的心里。这次呢，我在这里受洗，我将全部的心呢，交给主，愿呢，就是说，借基督的这个，借耶稣基督的宝血洗净我的罪恶，愿那个荣耀，这愿荣耀。 赞扬都全归于那全能的、全知和全爱的三一真神。阿门。Okay,
this is testimony is from Sister Liang Jiaju. This is what she said. She said, in China, a couple years ago, there was a gunshot incident in the school where a student shot the teacher. This incident really shocked me. Not only this, but also the family of the victim wrote a letter to the person that killed the teacher. And in the letter, the love of Christ came through because the person was the family was a Christian family, and that kind of love really touched my heart and prompted me to be wanting to be a Christian from that time on. And also another situation happened in my life was that my son came to the United States back in 1998, and the second half of that year he had some problems with his shoulder. He had a big tumor. Originally, I was really feeling very hopeless and afraid. But then, you know, he through some Christian physician in the United States, he was after also undergone some operation, he was healed. And also, according to my son, he also became a Christian. And also, he told me that when he was going through this anguish process, a lot of people from the church prayed for him, and a lot of brothers and sisters walked alongside of him and supported him. This kind of love really touched my heart, and also another reason that prompted me that, you know, this kind of Christian love is so amazing. That's through God that I want also to want to have this kind of a love. And there's another incident that happened in my life that really bothered me quite a bit. Right before my mother passed away, I was not beside her. Because of that, I always felt that I have committed a very, you know, a huge, great sin. But then from studying the Bible, came to know that God loves all humankind. His Son, His only begotten Son, Jesus, to come down from earth to be nailed on the cross to die for us, for all our sins. And He resurrected to save us from eternal death, the yoke of a sin and its power. So I no longer need to be worried about that because I decided to trust Jesus, acknowledge all my sins, and I'd like to thank God, my Lord.
Hello, 大家好，我叫张慧，然后受洗对我来说呢，真的是一个非常之重要的仪式，跟结婚差不多。那我之所以把受洗当作结婚呢，是因为在今天我跟确认跟神关系之前，已经跟神差不多拍拖了近20年了。那信主呢是基于我和跟神一开始的一个约定，在20多年前的一个夏天，一个暑假，当时呢我面临着一个移民的选择。当时出于对亲情难以的割舍，以及前途的很不确定性。那我就学电影里面那些外国人跪在地上，然后跟那个 God 说，我跟他约定，我说如果你能给我一年时间让我来告别从小带我大的外公外婆，然后呢如果你能够一年之后让我一切都很顺利的过渡的话，那我就来找你。当时虽然年纪很小，但是呢我总觉得冥冥之中是有一个神存在的。尤其在夏天的晚上，你看天空的时候，你会看到很多星星，你会觉得宇宙非常之伟大，好像一切冥冥之中并不是好像一定有一双手在那边创造。一年以后神真的帮助我很顺利的过渡了，然后呢很多困难都奇迹般的得到了解决，我也兑现我自己的承诺，在香港去找教会，然后呢就决知信主。神不但引领我归向他，而且呢也让我外公外婆归向他。那一年之后，我外公外婆虽然说他们大半生从来没有听说过基督教，但是一旦听我说起，他们就立马就去了教会，而且呢比我还虔诚。我外婆更在10几年前就已经受了洗，为此真的是很感谢上帝。一晃很多年，我跟神的关系有高也有低，有聚也有离， 有时候呢，因为神垂听我的祷告，然后赐我大福，然后呢，我就很感激流涕，跟神走得比较近一点。也会因为自以为是，因为忙，因为对人的失望而走得远。但是呢，随着人生阅历的丰富，以及经历了神很多的作为，我慢慢的感悟到，其实神的智慧比我们的聪明高明得多。如果我们真的能够学会去祷告，然后把重担交给神，学会顺服，人生呢就会少走很多弯路，而且会更加喜乐和丰盛。去年夏天，我突然有感动想受洗，因为觉得跟神拍拖了那么久，而且经历了那么多，既然已经认定此生非他不嫁，那就不妨公开确认一下，也算是对神多年来支持带领的一个感激之情。而且除此之外，也是为了满足自己的一点贪念吧。因为圣经上说，信耶稣不但能够今世过得更丰盛更快乐，还有永生的盼望。那今世的丰盛还有永世的盼望，我都想要。希望能够借着受洗，时时提醒自己，今天既然已经公开了关系，那就要更加谨言慎行，要遵守神的规则，以得到神最大的祝福。谢谢。
This is a testimony from Sister Andrea Chung. This is what she said. So testimony, baptism to me is really like a ceremony, very similar to the importance of marriage. The reason why I use marriage as an analogy to baptism because it is simply publicly proclaiming my relationship with God, and also because before today's marriage ceremony, I actually have been dating God for the past 20 years. Believing in God originated in an agreement I had with God. One summer day 20 years ago, I was faced with troublesome choices. At that time, I was juggling between giving up family relationships and a perplexing future. Quietly, I imitated how a foreigner prayed in a movie. I knelt down and pleaded with God to grant me 1 year's time to say my goodbyes to my grandparents who raised me since I was young. I promised God that if everything goes smoothly, which included success in furthering my studies, I would surely follow Him. Even at that young age, somehow I felt the existence of God. After 1 year, God granted me success in everything I faced up with. So many issues and problems miraculously got resolved. So I kept my promise to God. I accepted God to be my Lord in the church in Hong Kong. God continued to lead me to follow me and to follow Him. A year later, even though my grandparents had lived more than half of their lifetime without hearing about Christianity, but once they heard about Jesus, they immediately decided to follow Christ. And they're even more reverent and more devoted than I, thanks to God. In the wink of an eye, several years have passed. My relationship with God had its peaks and valleys and its closeness and distances. At times, due to God's answers to my prayers, I experienced great blessings. I was very thankful, and my relationship with God was indeed a close one. But then sometimes my relationship with God developed gaps due to human disappointments, busyness, or my own self-centeredness that caused me to walk in circles. As my life experiences became more robust and after experiencing many God's handiworks, gradually I realized that God's wisdom is so far beyond human's intelligence. If only one would learn to lift up one's burdens to God, have a heart of submission, life would be filled with fewer circles to wander through, would be a lot more joyful and abundant. Last summer, I had a heart to get baptized. I felt that I'd been dating God for such a long time, experienced so much. Since I had already decided I would only marry God and no one else, I might as well publicly acknowledge my relationship with God to express my heart of thanksgiving and gratitude towards God for so many years for His support and leading. Besides that, I would also like to satisfy a tiny bit of my own greed. The Bible says, believing in Jesus, not only would one be able to live this life with greater abundance and joy, and even the hope of eternal life. So therefore, the abundance of this life and the hope of eternal life, I want them all. I hope that this baptism is a constant reminder to me that I indeed belong to God. I ought to be true with my words and my actions and to abide in God's precepts in order to receive God's greatest reward.
Oh. 大家好，约伯说，我从前分为有理，现在亲眼看见你，因此我厌恶我的言语，在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。从分文有神到真正信神，这条路对有的人来说很近，对我却走了很远。最早接触基督教是九十年代初一个圣诞节的夜晚，在那个海淀那边，北京海淀，我去一家基督的教堂。那时候印象到现在已经很模糊，但是总记得那个教堂里非常温暖的灯光，还有优美的音乐，还有那里微笑的人，就像有一个小小的种子播在我心里，多年以后才发芽。然后到了2001年感恩节的时候，我刚到美国，和我的先生一块去拜访另一位从中国来的朋友，他到美国也不过一两年的时间。然后当时听他说起信教了，当时我非常的吃惊，因为在中国的时候我们也曾经聊起人生的意义，他的当时的一个看法是说，这种问题是坚决不能讨论，就像那个说起来子不语怪力乱神的那个味道。但是我当时从他的那种坚决的不讨论中间，其实有一个感觉，我觉得人生的意义对他来说是一个跨不过去的坎儿，而且对人来说，喜欢探讨人生意义或者说不敢考虑这个问题的人，实际上离神的距离是很近的。当时他和我聊了很久，也在我心中播下了又一个种子。后来我又发现生活中有更多的朋友和熟人都已经信教了，其中对我影响最大的是我的二嫂。她在2000年左右在北京准备考那个 GRE， 当时就是从北京在深圳的路上，坐在火车上回去，旁边刚好坐了一个韩国来的基督教徒，他呢就跟用英语两个人聊天。当时火车开得很慢，要开十几个小时，然后从那个一点都没有听说基督教到下车的时候，他已经成了一个坚定的基督教徒，而且他决定要到美国来读神学院，而是就这样成了。旁人可能吃惊他的转变为什么那么迅速，但是凭我对他的了解，我知道他有一个非常不同寻常痛苦的一个童年，加上他的心里是非常非常就是厌恶黑暗的，所以对他来说，即使是那样短短的一个旅程，已经让他知道阳光能够照过来是多么的重要。后来04年的时候，我在美国东部参加一个 Appointment with God 的一个营会，当时正是那个新英格兰的深秋的季节，那个天上的那个黄叶落下来，落在地上那一片金黄，突然的一下子就像一阵光照到鲁罗的心里，我突然就觉得眼睛开了，就觉得世界这么美丽，然后这样的一切真的不是说人能够自己造出来的，也不是说进化论能够解决的，我就突然觉得眼睛真的开了，然后也猛然意识到自己多年以来其实是一个非常怎么说呢，有很多的罪，非常骄傲，有很多的就是完全没有意识到自己错误的一个人，就突然一下子就好像有一种顿悟的感觉，然后那种感觉一直留在我的心里。虽然后来我回国了，又这些年有时候离神很远，有时候又有一些近，但是那时候的一个顿悟其实一直还在我的心里，最后也陪我走到了今天。我觉得后来我就像一个比较叛逆的孩子，虽然懂得道理，也懂得神的话是对的，但是却总是不想去改正。直到有一天我女儿大了，突然对我说，妈妈你知道吗，如果受洗了，你不仅是过去所有的罪都免掉了，你将来的罪也会免掉的。当时我就觉得好像是神对我说话了，所以就使我非常坚定，决定要受洗。人生有高峰也有低谷，神啊，求你一直和我同在。
And this is our testimony from our sister Sophie Lee. This is what she said. In the Bible, Job said, In the past, I heard of you, and now I see you with my own eyes. Therefore, I detest my own words and repent in the midst of dirt and ashes. From hearing of God, progressing into truly believing God, to some, this road seems to be a short one, and to others, it could be a very distant, far one.
In the early 90s, I encountered Christianity during a late Christmas night. Due to curiosity, I went to a Christian church with a school friend along the shores of Beijing. Till today, that image continues to be a fuzzy one, seemingly remembering the gentleness, the warmth, but clean lighting of that church, the soothing, beautiful music, the smiles of the people all seem to be tiny seeds that got sowed into the dwelling of my heart and finally germinate into sprouts after many years. Also, a very good friend of ours who used to be very philosophical about life, that we used to talk and converse about life casually. I found out later that he accepted Christ, and this was a seed that got planted into my heart. And also, in my surroundings, I started to find out other friends and acquaintances that have already accepted Christianity. Among them, my sister-in-law, she's the one that impacted me the most. Back in the year 2000, she was in Beijing preparing herself to take the GRE exam to facilitate a change in profession. There was this one time we were taking a train back to Shenzhen. Next to us sat a Korean missionary. At that time, the train took many hours. After conversing for a long time, for one that had never encountered Christianity, by the time we got off the train, she became a believer. As a matter of fact, she decisively thought about studying theology when she gets to the U.S. And things just happened like that. I was very, very amazed. A bystander may be astonished as to the rate of her drastic change in life, but I seem to understand that for someone who had experienced childhood pain and sufferings in their life, in their heart, they would not be able to withstand the dark side of men, and their heart is yearning for the sun to shine through. And then in the year 2004, when I was on the East Coast of the United States, I attended a spiritual conference, namely Appointment with God. At that time, it was during the fall time in New England. The mountains glistened with golden autumn leaves falling in the backdrop of the blue, blue skies. All the mountains were covered with wilderness, and suddenly I felt a deep, deep emotional moment that touched by heavenly realizations. This led me to believe the existence of God, enabled me to appreciate the beauties of this earth. And I also felt the blessings of and grace of God, that all this come from the beautiful purpose of God's grace. But then for all these years, I haven't been baptized because I'm like a rebellious child. Even though I can reason, I know that my parents are right, but I simply just don't want to submit, fearing that I would never reach God's absolute standard. Then one day, my daughter spoke to me out of the blue. She said, "Mother, a baptized person not only would have all the sins wiped out, washed away, but all the future sins wiped out and washed away as well." When I heard those words, my heart is filled with gladness. This is indeed God's word spoken to me through my daughter. Life is peaks as well as valleys. Oh Lord, I pray that you will be with me always. Thank you.
我叫尹雪梅，来自中国。我母亲和妹妹都是基督徒。母亲是2002年因病信主，当时她脚上长了疮，打针吃药一个也没有好。后来她听到福音说耶稣能治她的病，我母亲当时就接受了福音，信主。她的病也就奇迹般地被主治好了。妹妹是04年信的主，当时她丈夫得了癌症，因她信了主，救了她丈夫。现在她丈夫健康地活着。他们经常给我传福音，虽然我常听他们讲，神是就是爱，他爱世上每一个人，无论是好人还是坏人，他有医病的大能，给人带来平安、喜乐和富足。还说我们都是罪人，神为罪拯救我们这些罪人，道成肉身降世为人，钉死在十字架上，流血舍命，并从死里复活，叫我们信主不止灭亡，反多永生。还说我们无论有什么难事，有什么重担，只要信他求他都能成全。当时我听了非懂
费董、伊董、费董。当我通过他们多年的见证，知道有神，就是悖逆不肯到神面前来。2012年12月，母亲有病，看到他们姊妹经常到我家、到医院看望祷告，再想想88岁的母亲，这么多年身体一直很健康，眼不聋，眼不花。更重要的是，母亲原来一个字都不认识，因为信主十几年，圣经基本都能读下来。这一切都是神的大能，神的恩典。妹妹在母亲有病的第3天查出肝上有病，当时我们却非常担心惧怕，但他没有忧伤，没有惧怕，还是那样喜乐。他说，我把病去完全交托给神，坚信一定能早日康复，因他是神的孩子。看到他如此的信心，我在母亲一次次的劝导下，我接受了福音，决心立志信主。但我知道在神的面前我是一个罪人，我愿意悔改归向神，求神赦免我一切的罪。我也真诚地打开我的心门，接受耶稣做生命的救主，勇敢以跟随主耶稣忠勇生活道路。
And this is from our sister Yi Xuemei. My name is Yi Xuemei. I came from China. My mother and sister are both Christians. In the midst of her illness, my mother believed the Lord in the year 2002. At that time, there was a tumor in her leg and it wouldn't heal even after 1 month's worth of injections and various oral medications. After she heard the gospel, as the gospel says, Jesus can heal her diseases, my mother accepted the gospel, believed the Lord, and her illness was also miraculously and completely healed. My sister believed the Lord in 2004. At that time, her husband had cancer. Because of her belief in the Lord, it saved her husband. Now her husband is completely healthy and living today. They shared the gospel with me all the time. Oftentimes, I heard them telling me that God is love. He loves everyone on this earth, regardless of good people or evil ones. He has a great power of healing. He always extends peace, joy, and wealth to people. They also told me that we are all sinners. Because God wanted to save us sinners, He became flesh, descended on earth as a lowly human, crucified on a cross, bled to death, and He then rose from the dead to call us to believe Him, so that whosoever believes Him would not die, but have eternal life through Him. They continue to tell me that no matter what kind of troubles we have, no matter what, how heavy our burdens are, we only need to believe Him, ask Him, and everything will be accomplished. At that time, when I heard all these, I seemed to be understanding, but not really, really understanding. Through their many years of testimonies, I know there is a God, but I simply retain a rebellious attitude and unwilling to approach God. In the latter part of in November of 2012, my mother got ill. I often saw sisters visiting in our home, in the hospital, watching and praying for her. My thinking was that my mother was already at the age of 88. Her health has always been good. Her ears are not deaf and her eyesight are good. What's more important is that my mother was originally completely illiterate and she could not read a word. Because of her belief in the Lord, she could even read multiple years of biblical literature. All this is completely God's greatness and God's grace. 3 days after my mother became ill, my sister was diagnosed with liver disease. I'm sorry. At that time, we were very worried and fearful. But she didn't have any worries at all or fearful at all. Instead, she continued to be very joyful. She said she completely lifted up her sickness to God, firmly believed that she would recover soon because she's a child of God. When I witnessed her kind of trust and faith and under my mother's continuous counseling, I accepted the gospel and decided to believe in the Lord.
But I know that in front of God, I'm still a sinner. I'm willing to repent and follow God. Pray that God will forgive all my sins. I sincerely open up my heart to receive Jesus to be the Savior of my life and bravely follow Jesus to live out an eternal life of truth. Thank you.